Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Saturday, May 14th. Anyone trying to get into a new home right now knows they're dealing with one of the toughest and most expensive housing markets in recent history. Interest rates, home prices, and rental rates are all going up. So what do you do if you're in the market for a new place to live? We caught up with the stars of the hit HGTV show Unsellable Houses, twin sisters Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb, about trends they're seeing in real estate so you know what to expect. But first, ApartmentList.com's chief economist breaks down why we're seeing the market as it is now and how it impacts buyers, sellers, and renters. Igor Popov also shares his advice and predictions for the months and years ahead. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Igor, thank you for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thank you so much, Erica, for having me on the show.
So first, when it comes to the housing market as a whole, it's been booming for a while now. Do you see a correction coming anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, as in the next coming months. I think that there is so little inventory in the market right now that whatever inventory is coming online is being priced accordingly. And the demand in, and we'll dive into this, but the demand in the market for both rentals and for home purchases is incredibly strong. So I think that we'll start to see some cooling, but I don't think we'll see a big correction such that really prices will fall dramatically and get back into, you know, something that feels more affordable for most people in the home purchase market or for many renters.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, despite these rising interest rates, competition is still fierce. And as you mentioned, it's largely due to low inventory, right? So why are there not that many homes for sale right now?
Great question. So, I mean, we start with there not being enough homes generally. So there are various estimates out there by how many homes short we are in terms of the chronic underbuilding. I think that we've been seeing construction has been slow to recover for single family homes since the last financial crisis. But in many places where people want to live, there just aren't enough homes, period. But now so many homeowners, right, are now going to be sitting on these low interest rates. They've refinanced recently. They're going to be thinking about whether or not to move to vacate their home. One, they might not be able to find a similar home for the price that they want. Two, there's still a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace right now. So I think many people that have a home that they like are still a little nervous about the uncertainty. And it's hard for many people to move. That's sort of the downside to the first world problem of having a home that's appreciated in value and having these low interest rates. I think a lot of people will be feeling locked into their homes and they're not going to be moving. And renters are in a similar boat too. Many renters are looking around at other inventory that's on the market and saying, wow, prices have climbed dramatically since I signed this lease. Will I be able to move out? Maybe I should just renew. So we're seeing really high renewal rates in the rental market. We're seeing very few people list homes on the for sale market.
Redfin has reported that investors bought a record high of nearly 20% of available properties in the fourth quarter of 2021. What role are investors playing in the low inventory, if any?
There's this large generation of older millennials that want to buy or really want to move into a single family home, but maybe you're not in a position to buy with where prices are. And the rise in investor purchases is not a recent trend, but from the data we're seeing, it has accelerated. So it becomes a little bit of a cycle where if there's a lot of demand for rentals because people can't afford to buy, investors will snatch up homes to try to satisfy that demand and renting them out. But that also takes inventory off the market. And it's been hard to build because the construction sector is facing that same economic storyline of labor shortages, supply shortages that many other sectors are seeing. Those homes are coming off the market as well. And that's certainly leading to some lower inventory.
It's such a good point that the housing market and the rental market are very intertwined.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we think about rising interest rates cooling down the economy. That's generally true. But if it becomes much harder for elder millennials with families to buy homes, guess where they go? They go to the rental market, and the rental market actually becomes hotter. So I don't think that we're expecting to see a dramatic cool down in rents, even with kind of rising interest rates, probably cooling down the economy significantly, because that demand for homes needs to go somewhere.
Yeah. And I mean, some data has shown that rents have gone up at unprecedented rates recently. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. When we started putting together rent indices pre-pandemic, right? What was normal in 2019? Normal in 2019 was 3% rent growth. If your city was just on fire and everyone was moving there, maybe your rents grew 7%. In 2021, rents nationally grew 17.5% in our data for new leases.
Yeah. Are there any particular areas that you've seen rents go up the most?
Generally, the markets that have been the hottest have been the Sunbelt markets. They've been the Florida markets. They've been the Phoenix suburbs, places like that. And then the coastal cities have been on the wildest roller coaster. You know, New York City saw rents slashed by a quarter over the course of 2020, and then rents grew back by 30% in 2021.
So is this just based on renters' preferences, and have those preferences changed over the last couple of years since the pandemic first started?
Absolutely. It's really tracking, I think, where people are moving to based on what's important to them. As many people were forced to take their entertainment, their work, as much of their lives kind of online as they could, the benefits of big cities, of downtowns, really just shut off overnight and have been slowly turning on at different rates throughout the country. And so we saw this big convergence in rents as people said, well, I don't need to be near anything right now. Nothing's open. I don't need to be near a lot of offices because I'm not going into the office. I don't need to be near the bars because no one's doing karaoke on Thursday night. And people moved to places where they could find more space in their home. And that happens to be, you know, the places where throughout the US we've been building more, and that's Arizona, Florida, Texas, Utah, these places. This question about the future of remote work and the degree to which it will stay and affect the housing market is still very much an open question. A lot of companies in the news every day are trying to get people to come back to the office, and in some cases failing, or people are trying out new lifestyles or expecting more flexibility in their work. So that's really been shifting. And you know, in terms of renter preferences, one of the things that we keep seeing on our platform as renters are looking for homes on apartment list is a big demand for flexibility. So we've seen a boom in renters looking for short leases. A lot of renters out there, they don't really know what the world will look like in 12 months. And that's been the case for many since the start of the pandemic. And so flexibility has a big premium, and certainly space has a big premium because we demand so much more of our homes and our apartments than we did 3 years ago.
Any final thoughts or just a final takeaway?
We're still kind of feeling like we just came off of a record year in the housing market where there were so many new households that wanted housing, and everyone felt like they were playing this game of musical chairs where more and more people were joining into the game. Now everyone kind of has sat down and made for a really, really tight market. And I think the question is, as we get into the summer, it's the hottest season of the housing market, I think we're really going to watch, are renters renewing their leases because they can't find other inventory? Or are people starting to move again because, once again, life has changed, return to office is playing a role, and the world has changed again such that people want to move? I think it's really a question of, will the tightness that we're seeing now last because people are nervous about moving? Or as we saw in 2020 and 21, will we see people say, wow, all of a sudden the world looks different again. I want something new. Where can I find it?
Still ahead, we're joined by real estate agents Lindsay Lamb and Leslie Davis, the stars of HGTV's Unsellable Houses. They'll explain how current interest rates are affecting their own real estate business. Plus, they're sharing their expert advice for remodeling or staging a home to sell. That's coming up. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Finding and booking a doctor who's right for you does not need to be a terrible experience. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be a refreshingly pain-free yes. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. The verified patient reviews allow you to see what other real humans had to say about their visit. So when you walk into that doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. And when I need a new doctor, I'm one of them. And now, so is the executive producer of this show, who told me she had a great experience and has returned multiple times to see the doctor that she found on ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. This podcast is also sponsored by Indeed. There are multiple ways to tell a news story, but when it comes to finding great talent for your business, there's one way that's going to help you do it faster. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You can find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. In fact, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. So while the right candidate is doing everything they can do to find you, you can be sure you're doing everything you can to find them too by using Indeed. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to my conversation with Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb. Leslie and Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So I first just want to make sure people understand what's happening in the housing market. Interest rates are rising quickly. So how are you seeing that that's influencing would-be home buyers?
Yeah, that's a great question. Buyers are stopping to speak with their lenders and really crunching those numbers to see what their final payments are going to look like, because interest rates have shifted so much recently that it's definitely played a factor in what those monthly payments are going to look like and how high they're willing to escalate over list price.
What's the impact on starter homes availability as well as first-time home buyers?
Our buyers that are first-time home buyers have definitely pulled back and are starting to say, okay, should I wait? Should I not wait? You know, do you think it'll cool off? Do you not think? So we're having a lot more conversations with those buyers. Whereas, you know, a month ago, they were ready and willing to pay what it took to get into the market because they knew now was the time to get their foot in because things were going to change. Well, now we're seeing the change and they're getting a little shy to, you know, jump in now.
A lot of times rising interest rates helps bring the cost of homes down, but not necessarily this time, right? Because there's just not that many homes for sale in the first place. What have you noticed when it comes to the inventory of homes and the impact of that?
We have not seen a rise in our inventory yet. You know, it's still early in the year. I would anticipate June, July, August, we'll see that inventory go up substantially, and that'll help us soften those list prices. But right now, where we're seeing the interest rate affect us is in those multiple offers or offer review dates or the amount that we're willing to escalate over those prices.
How much should people really be looking specifically to their area and their market and not necessarily national trends?
Yeah, it's absolutely your pocket and your market. I mean, we don't even look in Seattle, which is 45 minutes from our hometown of Snohomish. when we're looking at what homes are selling for, what buyers are looking for, what trends are happening. We stay within, you know, if possible, half a mile, a mile of the house that we're looking to evaluate. Every single pocket is different of what is happening, what buyers are looking for, how quickly homes are selling, what's important, et cetera. So you absolutely need to talk to the people in your market and what's important for the buyers and the sellers in that area. So it's absolutely crucial that you focus where you're located.
Your show, Unsellable Houses, which is so fun and great, by the way, is all about renovating homes in order to sell them. Are there homes that are actually unsellable right now since homes have been flying off the market so quickly lately?
Yeah, that's such a good question. We get it all the time, and we get it from homeowners too. What we always say is every house is sellable. It just is a matter of what price are you going to sell it at? The way we look at it is a house is unsellable at top dollar. So right now, today, maybe you could sell your house at $550, but is that really what you want out of your investment when we could sell it at $700 after we put some money into it and fix it up?
And I know everyone would want you to come help them at their homes, but since that's not possible, what advice would you have for homeowners who are thinking about doing some renovations and have to do it on their own?
It's better to do less improvements than more improvements that aren't done well. So if you don't have the skills to put on a new backsplash, move on from the backsplash and do something you do know how to do, paint. If you have the ability to pay somebody to do the work of putting on a backsplash or something like that, that's even better. Pay somebody to do it. But don't take on projects just because you think they need to be done, but do them and actually, you know, devalue your investment. So big changes, get help doing it. Small changes, always focus on paint, hardware, and lighting. Those three changes alone can make a home look like a brand new house.
And speaking of, what would you say to buyers as they walk into a home and they want to picture themselves in this home? Do you have advice for how to look at the homes that you are thinking about buying?
You can't move a home. It's very difficult to change a location.
Yep.
So make sure that you love the location and the things that are unchangeable. Cosmetic things can always be changed. So make sure you're focusing on the things that are most important when you walk through, not necessarily that it has the backsplash that you've always dreamed of.
And for sellers, it's make it easy for the buyer to imagine themselves there.
Yeah, I mean, most buyers go out and look at 3 to 5 homes in a day, in a weekend, and then they make a selection. You want them to remember your home because it had the high ceilings and the beautiful floors, not get distracted because you have, 100 pictures on the walls and they don't catch that you have those high vaulted ceilings, or you have so many rugs down, or, so much furniture that they can't see those beautiful hardwood floors. So make sure you're selling the features of the home, not necessarily your belongings.
Well, thank you to all three of our guests for sharing their expertise with us today. New episodes of Unsellable Houses are currently airing on HGTV. And if you want to see even more from the hosts or from apartmentlist.com's Igor Popov, check out the links in our episode notes. That'll do it for us today. Be sure to tune in every weekday for our regular episodes. Our 10-minute news roundups are available every Monday through Friday starting at 4 a.m. Eastern. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.